Blog Talk Radio.
So you say you don't love me no more, 'cause I've heard these words a thousand times before. I know you don't understand. Oh, I feel a distant shade of blue loving you. You to hell, but I need that to be there. How can we ever tell? I know you don't understand. Oh, I feel a bit in shade of blue. You know, special lady, and I mean you're special to me. It's kind of hard for me because I never felt like this before. Never been there. Please just be a little patient with me while I figure these things out and go through these little changes that I'm going through. Would you please?
Oh, babe, shall I put you to hell?
Without each other, baby,
how can we ever tell?
I know you don't understand. Oh, baby, I feel a distant shade of blue loving you. It's a different shade, a different color. Oh, loving you is a different shade of blue.
Hi, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Judy Joy Jones Show. I'm so happy to have you here. I think Sunny doesn't want to stop singing. What you were listening to was my special guest tonight, Sunny Robinson. That is Shades of Blue, and it was just beautiful. I really almost wanted to just keep listening and not come on, but I couldn't do that because he is going to be a really special guest tonight. Sonny is he is one of the blues legends, and he has played with all the greats, from Jimi Hendrix, Ike and Tina Turner, B.B. King, Mahalia Jackson, many, many more. He's in St. Louis. And all I can say is he's a really gifted writer, a composer, musician. Let's go ahead and bring him on and just sit back and enjoy. And do call in. Let me give you the number, 347-326-9915. That's 347-326-9915.
All right.
Hey, Sonny, how are you?
Hey, Judy, how are you? I'm good.
I'm doing great, thank you.
Great.
I was just carried away by your music. I wanted to keep listening. That's really beautiful, Shades of Blue.
I'm glad you like it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Seems like it's kind of a lady song anyway, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wrote it for us.
Some guy might want to be trying to make up or something, and
uh-huh.
He thought about, hey, maybe this may be a good tune to make up on,
Yeah, it would be. I mean, you're just carried away onto this sea of bliss.
Right.
That's why you wrote it. You probably had some woman you were trying to make up with, right?
No, not really. It was just a kind of a thing that he and one of my buddies, we was kind of tinkering around and thinking about, as a musician's life, and it's kind of hard to be in love or do the things you want to do when you are a musician, because, a lot of times you hear ladies asking you, do you love me? And you say, yeah, I love you, but, it's a little different shade, I'm kind of in love with the music, too, so you have to try to understand where I'm coming from. I love you, but it's just a different shade,
Understand.
Yeah.
When that music calls, you got to go, right, Sonny? No matter what woman's standing there, it's like, that is the woman. I mean, that music. When did you write that, Shades of Blue? Was that recent, or?
Yeah, we just did that recent. It's been about a year.
Uh-huh.
We've been in the studio for about a year, just laying down a new CD, and this was one of the songs from that CD, which will probably be released. It will be probably releasing the CD probably within the next month or so.
Okay.
And this is one of the tunes,
What's the name of the CD? Do you know?
The CD will be called, Shades of Blue.
Shades of Blue,
That'll be the title song. Yeah, and it'll be on, it's a one song records here out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Records out of Cleveland, Ohio. Okay.
Right.
So people could find that online. And
Right, you sure can, along with one of our good friends who does a lot of producing, I think another blues man, Travis Addicks, and who is the owner of the label. And you can find it right online.
Well, I actually found out about you, Sonny, through a friend of mine, and she was just like on and on about, you've got to interview Sonny, you've got to. And I thought, yeah, I do. And that's why I contacted you, and I felt like, oh, okay. More people need to know about you. I mean, look at the people you have been with.
I kind of started doing this, like my mother was a singer and my dad was a dancer.
Oh.
And I think ever since I can remember, I can remember being singing. I think maybe like a baby, 4 years old. And
wow.
I remember real vividly, in this big, big church. And all these people,
mm-hmm.
And I remember as being a little bitty guy, just mm-hmm. standing in the aisle with all these people, this big, big church trying to sing. So
yeah.
It's been like that for me. And I just kind of from there to, high school buddies that I began to sing with. And maybe we were sort of like closer to brothers, because everybody's mother knew each other and we were just... we're close-knit guys. And we had a group called the Tabs. And we did some recording out of Chicago with the old BJ Records back in the day. And was one of the primary recording companies back during the 50s for,
mm-hmm.
where all the black artists really were. And we were there and... we did some things with Jimmy, with Jerry Butler and
mm-hmm.
and Curtis Mayfield and
mm-hmm.
and Gene Chandler and Jimmy
wow.
Reed and like everybody that was any the Four Seasons, everybody that was anybody was on BJ Records doing
wow.
those things. You was either on BJ or Chess, one of those rec two companies.
You just were with all the big people.
Yeah, you know, with all these great people there, you know, you're touching you and you're trying to get something from all of them. And we kind of stayed there for a while, then moved on to another record label out of New York called Scepter One, who was where we teamed up with Chuck Jackson and the Shirelles and, and Dionne Warwick. All of us were on that label together. So we kind of, you know, played the Chitlin' Circuit from, you know, the Howard Theater, the Regal Theater, the Uptown Theater, the Apollo Theater, all that, you know, back to the old Teresa Hotel, the old, you know, the old Chitlin' Circuit, as we call it. And I did that for a while, and then, just moved around quite a bit, getting a chance to, you know, intermingle with a lot of guys, you know, going to Detroit and mingling with, you know, with the Miracles and Marvin Gaye, and we started to stay in Detroit, but we moved on. And I came home and just came back to St. Louis and kind of just, you know, pitter-pattered around for a while. And I started this guy that really liked me, I guess, ever since I was a little bitty boy, maybe 14, 15 years old. Albert King was one of the greatest blues legends that ever lived. He liked me, you know, and he just kind of took me under his wing. And he was a guy that everybody wanted to emulate. You know, Jimi Hendrix, every time we was playing somewhere, Jimmy was always up under Albert. Stevie Ray Vaughan, he is the modern day, you know, he did what the electric thing with the blues that you just, you know, everybody wants to emulate even to today. And he just took me under his wing, and that afforded me to, you know, to play with all these different people by, you know, being with Albert.
Being with him. Well, did Jimi Hendrix, did you actually get to know him, or were you just kind of in the band one night when he...
I got a chance to know Jimmy a little bit, not really what you call intimately, because, you know, he's kind of another guy that was really kind of into himself, and I was kind of the same way. But we was always kind of meeting up because, you know, Jimmy used to play with the Isley Brothers, and we did a lot of touring together with the Isley Brothers. And then every place that we would go, he was in such awe of Albert King.
Any
place that he, if he wasn't playing, he was going to come and play with us. He just wanted to be around Albert, you know. From the Village Gate and all these places that we would play together. I think he and I and Buddy Guy and all of us in New York. But he just, he idolized Albert as I did too. So that's what kept that's what kind of drew us together.
What about Janis Joplin? Was she ever around, or did you meet her?
Oh, yes. When we used to play the Fillmore, you know, Fillmore West, and we'd come to the Fillmore West, and we'd always kind of hook up and with different gigs, you know, with Janis would be there, and, you know, first person I really got drunk with on the road.
No, don't tell me.
I think it was Janis, you know. Well, I think of going to drinking with her band and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Amazing. You were right there in San Francisco with all the big ones. Wow.
Yeah, right there in Frisco, you know, at the Fillmore. Fillmore was a great place, you know. That's such a great venue. And, you know, and I was always in awe of it, playing at the Fillmore, you know, with the sitting on the floor with just, you know, the seats, you know, and everybody had the big jugs of wine, you know, it was back in the day and everything kind of loose, you know, kind of do your thing,
back.
You know. Yeah.
Well, what about Jimi Hendrix, but Jim Morrison? Did you ever meet him, the Doors, Jim Morrison, or?
Never did.
Okay.
The thing about, you know, a lot of the English groups, too, were always the same way. Were in awe of Albert and Ike.
Oh,
and even, you know, like the Mick Jagger and his group, you know, they was always,
Mick,
they always wanted to, you know, they was in awe of Ike Turner because Ike was such the rhythm that he brought was just off the hook. I still play that way now, and there's still a lot of guys that play the way, the funk, the way that Ike played it, because he taught us, a lot of us, and a lot of guys that he kind of, you know, got started, like, you know, Lil Milton and some of the guys that were just getting, you know, recording contracts. Ike got it for us.
Wow, he did it.
Tina was teaching Jagger and him, you know, the steps.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the steps they learned from Tina.
Tina. Wow. Amazing. You know, you don't hear about this part. You just, you know, like whatever the media puts out, you know.
About Ike, like, locking us everybody up in that big mansion, you know, where you couldn't get out.
Uh-huh.
You know, because, yeah, when I played with him, we all... Back in the day, like in St. Louis, and he lived in East St. Louis, I had a house, and we all lived in his house. He had an idea of something during the night, he'd wake you up.
Huh.
You know, and we'd get...
He'd just
get
you out of bed and say, let's do it.
let's do it, you know.
Guys,
and there were some great guys in it, man, like Jackie Brinson, who wrote Rocky 88. There was a lot of great guys that came in the band, who was actually in the band with me. And Raymond Hill, the guy that was actually Tina's boyfriend when we came to the band.
Huh.
Her boyfriend was Raymond Hill.
Amazing.
I kind of took her from Raymond, but Raymond Hill, we called him Chico. He was her boyfriend. And the son that Tina Turner has is the son of Raymond Hill.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I kind of wonder, would she have been Tina Turner without Ike, you know?
I think he made her, right? I never thought she would. Just from my own point of view, I never thought she would. He was just so innovative, and I don't know how true, you know, I didn't see a lot, but I've never seen Ike when he was fighting her or nothing like that. When he'd be cursing
rumor.
And he'd curse everybody, you know. But I think she lacked the motivation that he really wanted her to have. And being a man that was not really, you know, schooled, he had his way of saying things, or, you know, that sometimes would be kind of harsh.
It brought out her talent. You know, it's like Mariah Carey. You know, she can't really, to me, there are certain people that bring out other people. And I think that, you know, Ike brought out Tina, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like it's hard to say, but, you know, I think that she might not have been Tina Turner without Ike.
So
and yet you hear the bad part. You know?
Well, we've seen it and we knew that, you know.
Yeah.
Just like, for instance, you know, during those times, like I was 21, 22 years old, and I was dating a young lady, and her name was Fontella Bass. She went on to have a great record, you know, Rescue Me. Bonnie was my girl, you know, for all the years when we were young, 21, 23, that kind of age.
Sure.
And the same way I think it was with Bonnie. I don't think she wouldn't have been that if she don't, you know, run around with us, you know, the group. We was taking her to clubs and because she had this great voice, and we was taking her to the club with us and, you know, and letting her sing. And the rest of it is talent, you know. People heard her and just said, like, whoa, you know, she can really blow. But, you know, she was my girlfriend, and I really didn't want her to. She was in church, and I really didn't want her to be out there. I really didn't.
What about Mahalia Jackson? Did you actually sing? I'm just crazy about her her song, her spiritual. I just love Mahalia Jackson. Did you actually get to know her?
I was a young kid, like maybe 15, 16. I got a chance to work with Miss Jackson
at
a church in St. Louis called Prince of Peace Church, big church in St. Louis, and she came there because she was a good friend, like best friends to one of my when I was one of the people that mentored me during the church days. The lady's name was Willie Mae Smort Smith, who was a great gospel singer.
Mm-hmm.
And her and Mahalia were just, you know, they was buddy buddies. And she would come to St. Louis or some of the churches to play with Miss Ford. And we'd get a chance to sing, you know, background for her and like that with our little group called the Willie Mae Ford Smith Specials.
Willie Mae, what is that?
Ford? Yeah, you know. And,
You were with all of them.
Great ladies. I got a chance to be around, you know, I'm just blessed that I was around so many great, great, great players,
great
you know.
People. Yeah. You really were. You were with all, you know, actually, Sonny, we have a caller. Would you like to take a call right now?
Sure, I will.
All right, just a second. Hello, caller.
Hi. How you doing? This is Aisha calling.
Aisha, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Fine.
I've been listening
Sonny?
To the show, it's great. Hey, Sonny, what's up?
Hi, love.
How are you?
Oh, that's one of my that's one of my favorite people there, you know?
Yeah.
You're one of mine.
Yeah, you know. Wow, you know that. You know, a lot of love here for you. Can't
know
wait
each
to
other.
Get to California.
Yeah, I'm calling from California. Yeah.
Can't wait to get there to see you. Yeah.
Definitely. Looking forward to it. And your latest song is just absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful.
And the girls, it is. And
great.
The girls love it too. They've listened
great. You're
to
like,
it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What inspired you, Sonny, to write that? Was there any inspiration behind that at that time in your life? Which is pretty recent.
Not really, you know. I think more or less me and Joe was kind of just kind of kicking around, me and none of my fellow musicians, and he was like, and we was like, we were just discussing, you know, how it is being a musician and how, you know, hard it is and being in a relationship and trying to, you know, hold the relationship together and play the music too. You know, so you're kind of married to two people.
Yeah.
So, you know, one shade is a little different than the other.
Mm.
So that's kind of where we were with it. Just
well put. You're married to two people. Man, that is hard, isn't it, Sonny? Because the music.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of hard being married to the music, you know, and somebody that don't understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Who you are also.
Yeah.
So, you know, luckily to find somebody that, you know, knows who you are and what you're about. So, and that's kind of hard to do. You know.
Yeah, that music comes first. That mistress of music is just like, you know, you got to go with that. And it's hard,
It is hard. Well, you know, you are, because, you know, you'd be like, I feel like, well, some musicians are chosen, you know, you're chosen to be a vessel.
Uh-huh.
And I know. Carlos Santana used to say that to us all the time, like being a vessel, and you're just lucky that you know that God choose you just to pour, you know, some of this talent into, you know. So you got to be, you know, you just got to share it and be thankful that you can, and everything else just falls into place. You might not be able to be like everybody else, you know, the 9-to-5 and all that. You just it's hard to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I've been following your music, Sonny, and seeing, like, listening from the past and how everything's progressed, and you still have that beautiful voice and that heart and soul that just comes through so strong.
Yeah, thanks so much. You know, it's so good. You know, coming from you. You know, you're special to me. So. You are so special.
Yeah.
You have my girls. You know that they are girls. You know, and you tell them that I love them so much, and I think about them too. Quite often.
They love you too. They love you too.
Quite often, you know. I always do.
Yeah, you know, it's like a musician's life is music is a jealous mistress, and if somebody doesn't really get that, you kind of have to go on, because you got to do your music, and finding that one person that really gets it, that can keep you, you know, kind of going for a whole life. But I think, you know, like Shades of Blue, Sonny, it's just really, really, don't you think, Aisha, it just gets in your soul?
It does. It really gets in your soul.
I'm glad you guys liked it. We did that tune, and it was another tune that we did was kind of funny. You'll get a chance to hear it anyway. Was a tune that we call that we did call Fax Me Before You Sex Me. Okay? Fax Me Before You Sex Me. Okay? So it was a song that we wrote about, you know, just like it's just another thing about relationships. You know, sometimes you jump into, you know, people jump into relationships and they go too fast. You know what I mean? They go too fast.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the man or the woman. I don't know who's to blame, but sometimes you just go too fast, you know, and you find these ladies, you know, knocking on your door, you know, she ain't called, she ain't nothing, just boom, boom, boom out on your door, you know, like, whoa, you know, or blowing up your cell phone. So we thought it would make a great song for, hey, you know, fax me before you try to sex me.
There you go.
It's a great song. You'll get a chance to hear it. We'll get a chance to get it all. Well, I'll be sending the whole album out there anyway to Tisha. Did it before we get it out.
You got another little fan here who wants to say hello real quick.
Okay.
Hello.
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 Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Who am I speaking with?
Angel.
Oh, my little sweetheart. How are you? You doing good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, I miss you so much. You and your sister, I miss you so much. I'm going to get a chance to see you guys. Hopefully this spring, I'm going to get a chance to get out to get a couple of visits.
Okay.
Okay, that's so great.
Hi, Angel. How are you? You sound so good. Wow, Sonny's music is so beautiful, right? Did you hear that song of his?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Uh-huh.
Wow, yeah, it's so beautiful. It's called Shades of Blue.
Right.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear from you, Angel. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Yeah, well, we're going to let you go and listen to the rest of the show, and I'm enjoying it. Sonny, I'm so glad you guys hooked up, and it's just wonderful. It's just really wonderful.
Thank you, Aisha.
Yeah. I'll call you.
All right. Talk to you all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. That's a friend. Gee,
yeah,
how long have you known Aisha?
I don't know, Aisha. Maybe maybe three years, a little better, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah,
she's so beautiful. You know, maybe you can come out to San Francisco soon and meet her.
Yeah, I gotta come out and see you guys. You know, guys, but like I say, right now, I've just been in the middle of trying to, you know, do some of the music and then I do a lot of, gigs around here. And I get out and kind of roll a little bit with the music. So sometime, and I do work through a couple of agents. So sometime I'm just tied up to where I just,
you're not
I
able.
Can't go, right, you know.
I understand. But, well, do you play like every week, or are you like
pretty
two or three
much,
nights a week, or how do you do that, Sonny?
Pretty much. It's all weekends, pretty much, and I do some things during the week too. So I just don't never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Much, once the agent books something for me, you know, that's it. I just got to go with it. Or when I get ready for a vacation, then I just say, like, hey, don't take nothing in blankety blank because I'm going to be gone, you know.
There you go. Wherever I'm called, I go.
Yeah, you know.
Did you ever meet Ray Charles?
Never got a chance to.
Never got a chance. Because I think he was on the road.
But I never got a chance to meet him, but I had, you know, heard so much of his music coming
up.
Such an influence, you know, on a lot of people here that, you know, we got a chance to listen to Ray, you know. Ray was the man.
Yeah.
So I never got a chance to do that, you know. But I just got a chance to work with, you know, see so many other people from Mons Mabry to Mons Mabry to Flip Wilson. And, you know, I got a chance to work with all these great, you know,
amazing
great people. And, you know, and like I said, I've just been truly, truly blessed.
Yeah, you have. You really have. It's almost like they were just there and at that moment, and you took the moment. And maybe that's the secret.
Yeah, I've just always been doing this. It's all that I've ever known to do was, you know, was to play music. And I took a hiatus for about 7 years that I just got burned out. And I just didn't do nothing. Matter of fact, I just took a job as a and went to work for the housing authority as a, you know, as an administrator. And and then I said that I said, like, hey, this is a great job and everything else, but this is not what I do, you know. And one day I just walked in and I told him, I said, hey, I'm leaving. What do you mean? I said, whatever I got here, you know, I don't care how much money, whatever I got, just mail it to me. I'm gone.
That was it. Wow. Because the music was calling.
And that was like 1980, in the early 80s.
Wow.
And I just, you know, I just could not get it out of my system, you know, the music.
Yeah.
You
never looked back.
And I never, and from then on, I never did. I one chance to, because I have so many good friends now out there. Like I told you, Buddy Guy's a good friend. He's a great friend and a great guitarist, you know, and Coco Taylor, you know, who all these people that, you know, have always been, have encouraged me and always kind of been there, you know.
Sure.
Help me along. But for so many years, I just was satisfied being somebody, you know, back side man. And then I said, this ain't, you know, what I do. I got some things that I want to say myself. So I can't keep being a side man. Because I'm never get a chance to say, you know, the things that I want to say, you know.
Yeah.
In the music, you know. So, that's what I had to do because I was just tired of just being somebody's, you know, side man, and you never get a chance to be creative, you know.
No, and that's not what you were meant to do. I don't think you were meant to be a side man.
No, I think
you were meant to be your own. Not a side man,
Right,
I think we know, you know. Like you, I think I read, or maybe I'm wrong, but was your father like in vaudeville, or he was like
back in the day, he was a dancer back in the day, you know. He was one of those, but in those days, they called it like, same kind of robber dance that he did. They called it, you know, the buck dancing, or Bojangles. And those guys, the kind of dances that they do. My dad did that same type of stuff.
Wow.
You know? And really, this was before I was born because, like, my father was so much older than my mom back in those days. I was really, but he wasn't even born, you know. Back in the day, you know, I think people married, you know, my mom was 16, my dad was about 35, you know. Down south, you know, that's the way
it was. Yeah,
that's the way it was. So I never got a chance to see him do that. And he played the guitar, but I never, he told me, he said, well, he had got old, and he said, my hands and things ain't good no more, and I just can't show you, you know. So he never never really showed me anything, you know, about it. But he, like I say, he had just had been so long, and he was kind of up in the years.
Yeah, but you grew up, like, in a stage or behind the stage watching your dad, and so you just...
And my mom, you know, my mom, they sung, and my auntie, my mom and her sister, you know, and I got, you know, I was always watching them, you know, watching them play, you know, and we was always around kind of music, you know, because, you know, that Blakey side of my family, you know, I think my mom was, and my grandmother was really married twice. She was married to a Blakey, you know, back in the great jazz musician Art Blakey, you know. Was a distant uncle or something, I think grandfather's brother or whatever. But on that side, and we heard a lot of music. We always, you know, music was always around me. I was always hearing some music from somebody. Or something
from
was
somebody.
Going on, or I was trying to.
You know, Sonny, I'm kind of curious. What do you see in the future? Like, what would you like to do? What's your next thing you'd like to do? Your next dream that you would like to do? You know, like make come true, or
you know,
have fun.
I just want to, you know, keep, you know, the blues alive.
Blues alive,
I've been really.
I'm with you on that.
Really play it, you know, because a lot of people do. A few play it, but you know, it's so kind of commercial. But some of the guys, I want to kind of pass it on to some of the younger people, you know, because most of the young kids are all they know is they don't know nothing about their roots or where the music came from or what it's about or why those guys were singing those moaning songs, and I would like to be able to be on a platform where I could do that and with some of the younger people, you know, because I know, like, in the other countries, like France, other places, you know, the music is great, but here in our country, you know, the younger people just don't, they don't know.
No, they don't.
I had a gentleman that just passed away. He was my godfather. His name was Henry Townsend.
Townsend.
He died last October. He was 96 years old.
Wow.
One of the last of the great blues legends. Him.
Yeah.
And he and another guy called Robert Lockwood, who was 91 years old.
Wow.
He just passed away. And Pine Top Perkins, who was about 90-some years old. And there's only one left, a guy named Honey Boy Edwards in Chicago. He's about maybe 80 now. They did an album together just recently called Last of the Great Delta Players. And it was awarded a Grammy this past a couple of months ago.
Last of the Delta Player. What was that?
The last of the Great Delta Players.
The Great Delta Players.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Delta Blues. You know, the blues that
Delta
we
blues.
Played way
yeah.
back. And it was just awarded a Grammy.
A Grammy.
And he's gone. He didn't get a chance to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of them would be able. One of them were able to be there to accept the Grammy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, you know, the music is, like you say, it's not, you know, we just don't know. A lot of people don't know. And then you never hear it on you know, like if they have a music award, you don't have any categories for, you know, the blues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that. It's usually hip-hop or...
Hip-hop, yeah.
People and a lot of younger cats have just turned to be good musicians. You know, it's you have to work at it. It's just not something.
Yeah, somebody has to pass it on to the generations, because how would they know? You know, if they don't have Sonny out there kind of passing it on, they're not going to get it. And it needs
right.
to be passed on.
Right. You just can't, you know, rap, I mean, or
no.
Yeah, we used to have guys, when we were kids, we had older men, and these guys think this is something new. But we were young, going to a grade school, and we would give these guys, old men, a quarter
mm-hmm.
or 10 cents to rhyme for you. They'd rhyme for you back in those days. You
wow.
know, 50 years ago. And so it's nothing new, but it wasn't done with all the, you know, the vulgar and all that kind of thing. It wasn't done
yeah.
with that. These old men could just could rhyme. And
yeah.
And then, you know, in the day, you listen to some of the old, you know, comedians and stuff, the Red Foxes and those guys.
Red Fox, yeah.
You know, yeah, you can see they was a Fox. Matter of fact, Red Fox was from also a St. Louisan.
Was he? Oh, I didn't know that. I'm crazy
yeah,
about him.
And he was the guy back when we was teenagers playing all the clubs. He was the guy that did the MC. He was the one that opened the, you know, he would do all the MC.
Oh, okay.
Before we come on stage, and he was just doing a lot of the stuff around St. Louis. He hadn't, you know, become big like that, you know. He
yeah.
Just, but we was so many of those guys. Him, then that was Chuck Berry. That was, you know, playing the clubs around St. Louis when we was boys, and he wasn't really famous, you know, but he went on to become, you know, really, really, Chuck Berry went on to become a really famous guy, you know.
Oh, Chuck Berry, yeah. Man, he's so good.
Yeah, but all these famous guys, you know. Yeah,
yeah, I think Red Fox, he was kind of a genius, you know. He was way ahead of his time or something.
Yeah, with the music, I think so. He and another guy that was called Johnny Johnson, who was his piano player, who did
okay.
a lot of the arrangements and did a lot of the writing, you know, especially on the song
right.
Johnny Be Good. And he just
Johnny
passed
Be
away
good.
A year before that. His name was Johnny Johnson. He's a great pianist, too, also. So, you know, some of these guys were, like you said, yeah, they were behind, ahead of the time.
Head of
and,
their
you know, like,
yeah.
Right. But you just keep plucking and pretty soon, you know, your time will come. And that's where I feel like, and I had to just hang in there, you know.
Hang in there. Yeah. Some people are in their time, you know, and some people just aren't. And you got to hang in there because you're there for a purpose and a reason and carrying
and
on the blues. Oh, man, is that important.
And things will begin to happen for you like now, you know. You know, God just made it possible for me to meet you, and
that's right.
So many other people that like my music and that
yep.
I'm sharing it with, and that and want to help me with it. So it's so good.
Yeah, it's all good, and I think that's it. You know, it's kind of like I thought, oh, okay, he sounds like somebody who'd really be, and then I heard your music, and I thought, oh yeah, man, he's now, he's ready. And so I
right.
think it's all a matter of the timing. You know, it's beyond
that's
what...
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Everything's about timing. Exactly.
The timing. And kind of being patient, which is
nah,
hard,
nah.
right?
And then things will happen, you know? So
yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's
if we're
I'm
just
at.
Patient enough. Well, do you see yourself traveling much, or do you kind of stay in St. Louis?
I haven't been, but I want to so much now. You
want
know,
to? Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. I'm going to try to do that again, start doing some traveling. At first, I was just reluctant to have a traveling band because I had a pretty good band, but
mm-hmm.
Most of the people, the guys that really weren't, you know, ready for the road.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, for one reason or not or whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I have now, you know, kind of got people that, you know, on the same... You know, same
mind,
you know,
yeah, like mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
You know, okay, and so that's
gosh,
what
I wish
really...
you would come to San Francisco. There's so much out here. You know, there's so many venues, and there's a place called Blues and Biscuits, and it's all about blues and, you know, there's just a million venues, and, you know, maybe it's time for y'all to get on the road.
Yeah.
Something like that. Get a little bus
yeah.
and go on, you know?
Yeah, I intend to be this this spring, you know, to kind of hit the road and kind of get out that way a little bit. And
mm-hmm.
And that's what I intend to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, and even some, you know, in a little bit of, I'm really want to do some things in the, some Scandinavian venues where.
Oh, yeah, that's
an
good idea.
In, yeah, it's some interest in my music and what I do. So that's
yeah,
a,
Scandinavian. It's a little cold, but a little cold, but it's a great venue. I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's you know it's so it's you know it's a talk.
Yeah, we're kind of carried. You know, I think. Artists are kind of, we're directed. I mean, we think we know where we're going, but the next minute, maybe not. So you kind of go with the flow.
You just have to let the, you know, you just have to let, you know, the things lead you, you know, and just,
right.
you know, trust in the good Lord, you know, and kind of, you know, keep him in the mix with you and things kind of seem like they always will work out, you know.
They work out. Did you hear of a guy, I think his name was Jimmy Reed. Did you know who he was?
Jimmy
he was
Reed?
Kind of a blues.
Oh, yeah. He was on my record coming year on VJ Records with us. You mean Jimmy?
Oh, Jimmy
Reed, big boss man.
Yeah.
You hear me when I call.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ain't so big, you just tall, that's all. Yeah.
I
Jimmy Reed. You got me running, you got me crying, got me running, crying, crying, anywhere you want to let it roll. Yeah, Jimmy Reed was one of the greats, and I was happy to be on the same record label.
Wow, I didn't have any idea.
No,
yeah, like that. What was that one? Hush, hush.
Yeah.
To say a word or something like that.
Yeah, don't mean a word, you say. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, he was quite
a lot of great
yeah.
Well, he did a lot of, most of those guys did a lot of tunes and, you know, from Robert Johnson, you know, and like Elmo James, who was one of my favorites. But Robert Johnson, who was a great blues legend, he wrote so many great songs, you know, and a lot of those guys were, you know, influenced by Robert Johnson. He was a big influence on, you know, just about everybody. All his songs, you know, that everybody is redoing, you know, Eric Clapton and everybody else is, you know, they doing a, you know, Crossroads, they doing a Robert Johnson stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how we bring it all in. You know, we kind of cross-mix it and add it and delete it or whatever, but, you know, we kind of just keep going. You know, we build off each. Jimmy Reed was, like, way back there, but I remember so well. There were a couple of people in my life that were so crazy about him, and that's how I got to know him, and I would listen, you know, so close to his words, and they were good. You know, I don't know who wrote them. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I got one of his big posters on my wall.
Oh, you do? Oh.
Yeah, I got a big poster of Jimmy Reed on my wall with playing one of these old silver tone guitars. One of those they were kind of cheap, but that's what he was playing. I got him on my wall. And
did he write his own music?
I think he did write alongside his own.
Was here and then he was gone, but he made a big influence, like you said, on a lot of people. We were very, very influenced by him.
Yeah, so many.
No.
Yeah, you know, those guys like, you know, Jimmy Reed and Muddy Waters. Molly Wolf, you know, those guys, they was a big influence, you know, on everybody. Willie Dixon, you know, some of these old great players who wrote a lot of those songs, and Willie Dixon wrote so many songs force a lot of for Buddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and a lot of people, you know. And at sometime you may go to Chess Records, I think. They got their website too, you know, a website. And they were one of the few record companies too, you know, in Chicago where there wasn't but two labels to be on. You even on VJ or you own Chess, you know. You own one of the two if you anybody. And that's what we were kind of like that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how you feel like you're kind of just, you know, you forget who your influences are, but they are so important. You know, when I looked at the people you played with, Sonny, I just couldn't believe it. I went, what?
Well, I was always, all my life, you know, we've always.
All your life.
I'm always been, even in church, seemed like God brought me close to a lot of people that influenced and helped me. And you know, I had so many guys. You know, Bobby Womack is a lot of guys.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Because me and Bobby were around about the same age, pretty close. And I may have been a little older. And, you know, even then, I was 15, 16. He was some age. I was playing with a gospel group called the Silver Trumpets. And he was playing with his brothers, the Womack brothers. And he was one of the guys, you know, that showed me, even showed me a few chords and different things that because I hadn't learned, you know, I learned just as by ear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to start learning technically and later on. But he was the one of the guys that, you know, showed me a few little chords. And I was always somebody there that, you know, was always that you can pick up something from or was always trying to show me something, you know, and I was always trying to get my, you know, ears and eyes open, you know. So,
well, listen, honey, if you ever come to San Francisco, you need a place to stay, you can stay with me. Aisha, we're both here, and gosh, that would be so great if you had a venue here and we got the word out, we could come hear you. That would be so beautiful.
So good, good. Well, I'm going to keep that in mind because I told you I'm going to be trying really hard to get out that way this sometime during the summer. And I'm trying to put all my thing, get everything and loose ends tied up here now. Cause,
yeah.
My other little thing on the side here, I have rental properties here.
Oh, okay.
I have about 5 or 6 rental properties.
Oh, okay.
And I got to, you know, kind of get everything lined up.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
that
take
everything
care of
is
business.
Smooth.
So you can hear the music.
Well,
man, we need that music.
Yeah, get somebody to make sure everything's going well. You
sure.
know, while I'm away from here, because I'm not married, you know, so.
Right.
Were
you ever married or not?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Well, you know, actually, sometimes it's harder to be married, be on the road and all that.
It is, you know. I'm still, you know, blessed with, you know, 2 sons and 2 daughters. But, It was just hard.
Yeah.
I was always gone. But I always still try to keep that relationship with my kids. And we are, to this day, you know, they understood it because I always tried to make sure that they, you know, knew who I was and what I was about. And so it works out well. My boys are good, you know. And my daughters are good, too. Everybody's doing
are
well.
Are they into music or not?
No musicians.
Oh, darn.
No.
What's going on there?
I don't know. Well, we broke this cycle. I don't know. I think it's going to pick up on. Probably pick up with my grandson.
Yeah, it'll come back. I started to say.
Yeah, he seems like he's a ham. He seems like he's a ham anyway. So
he's about
5 years. Ian is six years old, so he's a ham already. So
he's
he got his own guitar and stuff. So you know.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
So it's gonna be him. He's gonna take over because it.
Yeah, he's gonna take over. He'll take over for Papa.
Yeah. That's how it does, you know. That really is how it does. But, You know, Sunny, I have so enjoyed really talking to you tonight. I hope you just continue doing what you're doing and you come to San Francisco and you let us know what you're doing because, you know, that's the main thing. If we know where you're going and you're going to be in our area, then we can show up, you know, but we've got to know what
I will definitely stay in touch, and I'm so glad that you had me on.
Aww.
And I'm going to get a bunch of my friends to tune in. I wish you would.
And they can download the show tonight, Sunny, anytime. It's free of charge. All they have to do is go Judy Joy Jones Show. Just put that in Google, and they can download it, and they can listen to it. And it's really a good thing because it's going to be up for probably, at least 10 years. So they're able to go ahead and do that. And for all the people that couldn't listen tonight, they will hear this show, and I hope you will come again and be part of Blog Talk Radio. I'm quite new at this, but I think it's a great way to interconnect the whole planet as we move to our planetarian homes. You know, we're no longer Earth. We're planetarian, I want your music to go on. I want it to be on Mars, Venus, the moon. And this is the way to do it. Now, where can we find your music? If somebody wants to go and listen right after the show, where can they find it, Sunny?
You can go to my website, which is SunnyRobertson.com. SunnyRobertson.com.
All right.
You can go right there to my website, and it'll give you all the information about me, pictures, music, T-shirts, caps. All kinds of stuff.
Everything. Okay, so that's www.sonnyrobertson.com. And you can find out just about anything you want to know or need to know or would like to know about Sonny Robinson. And it's such a pleasure, you know, to find a treasure like you. I feel like I'm just really grateful because I feel like your kind of music is going to go on and on and on, and it's just like, so we're introducing it or reintroducing it to a lot of people.
Right.
There's millions of listeners, actually, around the world for Blog Talk, and that makes it really great for you and I because, you know, people that didn't hear it tonight, they just go and they listen to the archives. And, Sunny, I'm going to go ahead and say goodnight, and I'm going to play the rest of your song for the listeners.
They can go right there and pick it up.
All right. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So you say you don't love me no more. Girl, I've heard these words a thousand times before. I know you don't understand. Oh, I feel a distant shade of blue. Loving you. Oh, babe. Girl, I put you through hell. But I need that to be there.
Hi. I'd just like to close saying that Aisha said goodbye, and she really enjoyed talking to both of us. And now I'm going to let you listen to the rest of Sunny. And the name is Shades of Blue by Sunny Robinson. And let me give you his website again. It's www.sonnyrobertson.com. So here we go with Shades of Blue.
So you say you don't love me no more, 'cause I've heard it were.
Blog Talk Radio.
Feature.